vision, the love that he had for us, the prophecy, and he gave her David, and he begins to share the very thoughts and the very things that our Lord and Savior went through on the Calvary cross. Well, I can't get over it. Don't want to get over it. I will be reminded every day of all be reminded every day of the mercy and love that he showed for me, what he did for us on Calvary's cross. We preached last night in the book of Psalm chapter 22. We preached upon the Good Shepherd working with generations. Now I want to preach from chapter 23. It's called the Great Shepherd and the relationship he had with the sheep. In verse chapter 22, we see the prophecy of the suffering and the redemption that he brought to you and I via what he went through on the cross of Calvary. And I say today it was the work of Calvary. And I talk about the work of Calvary, I'm talking about every bit of it. I'm talking about his sinless life, the virgin birth. I'm talking about the blood being shed in atonement for your sin and my sin. Talk about the death, the burial. I'm also talking about the resurrection. You see, without any step of that, there would be no gospel. I am so glad it took everything. It took the virgin birth. It took the sinless life. It took the atoning blood. It took the death. It took the suffering. It took the resurrection of the dead to bring forth the gospel where you and I. Amen. To receive the gift of salvation. Right. And I'm glad for that. We see in chapter 22 the dying for the sheep. Chapter 23, we see the living for the sheep. We see the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. What a blessed relationship that is. Psalmist David put it down so eloquently in Psalm chapter number 23. I've preached on this many times. Now, as I began to study today and look into the Word of God, I began to see the things that was going on there and the relationship, what it had to do with the relationship between us and our Heavenly Father or our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to share that with you tonight. Amen. God be in the heavens. Psalm chapter 23, beginning verse number 1. We'll read the entire chapter. The Word of God says this: the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Amen. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, thank you for the reading of the Word of God. Father, I pray for us just a little while. God, will you touch us, touch the throat, to everything about us this morning that we may receive and share the precious Word of God and your precious anointing and power. God, the very thing that have us to sing. God, that those that are here might be encouraged. God, might be helped by the precious Word of God. Father, I want to thank you for your precious word, what you've done, what you're going to do. Father, yes, this is now when we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last night, today we preached from Psalm chapter 22. We saw the work of regeneration. Jesus died for sheep. Amen. We saw him in chapter 22 as the Savior. Chapter 23, we see him today as our satisfier. The one that gives me what we need. The one that knows who I am. The one that knows who you are. Knows what you're going through. And knows exactly where he needs to lead you in the path or the life, the journey of life here today. Amen. We see him as our satisfier. We see what he does for the sheep or the relationship he had with the sheep. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, 21 says this. It says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you
that which is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We see in this passage of scripture at the very end of what Psalmist David was talking about when he began to talk about the Lord is my shepherd. He began to talk about the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Amen. What the shepherd does for the sheep and what the sheep sees in the shepherd. Can I say today it is very key. It is very vital that we see, amen, that we are in a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It ought to be our desire, our will, amen, to walk in his footsteps, to be what he has to be, and to listen to what he has to say, and to go where he leads us, and to ever rest when he gives us rest.
Come on.
Amen. See the setting of the psalm as it pinned down to David. Was it when he was young or was it later on in his life? Like what Dr. Frank Morgan said, he has called this a song of the old shepherd.
Yeah.
I believe, like Dr. Morgan, it was a song that was written, amen, when David had went through all the toils and the battles. Amen. He was battle scorned. He was battle tested. He went, amen, through the trials. He went through the afflictions. He went through those times when he's literally running up for his life. I believe the time getting close to the end of his age, where he looked back and began to think about his days. He was there in the sheep, there in the field, with the sheep. The care that he had for the sheep. And he led them to the green pastures of still water. He began to think about the relationship that he had with his sheep. I believe it was there that old David, through the inspiration of God, began to pin down his beautiful song. When he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank God I can stop right there. I've been a preacher for a while. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Thomas David, when he made that statement, it wasn't just a frivolous statement. It wasn't a statement that just come because he haphazardly, amen, thought about it, but it was something that come from the very depths of his heart. Amen. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. It speaks for itself of a present possession. Amen. David knew what he had. He knew whom he trusted. Can I say today, amen, if we're ever going to live a life, amen, if God wants us to live as a child of God, we need to realize their present possession. Thank God he's my shepherd. Thank God he's the one, Brother Alvin, amen, that hung on Calvary's cross, that went through the suffering of chapter 22, amen, that I might have life, and that I might be one of his. He is my shepherd. His beautiful songs. See the many things. Amen. He called it. See, first of all, verse 1, we see, amen, that he is the Jehovah. Amen. Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Verse 1, he's the Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Amen. Verse 2, he's the Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. Verse 3, he is the Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. In verse 3, he's Jehovah Tiskidnu, the Lord my righteousness. Amen. In verse number 4, he's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. In verse 5, he's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. Amen. In verse 8, he's Jehovah Makadesh, the Lord my sanctifier. And we see in verse 6, he's Jehovah El Elyon, the Lord most high. And I say he is all of those things. Amen. He is my healer. He is my provider. He is my Lord. He is my friend. He is my king. He is my satisfier. He is my rock. He is my high tower. He is my Lord. He is all I need in time of trouble. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Away.
Come on.
Come on.
Bless it, Lord.
Come on.
Well,
glory. Glory. Thank God. He is my shepherd. He is my king. He is my master. He is my savior.
Yep. That's right.
Come on.
Come on. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Well,
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you. He is. Yes, he is.
Yep.
He is. Yep. He ain't just, he ain't was, but he is.
Yeah.
Bless everyone in this room. What is it to you? I guarantee you, every one of you would remember a time in your life God in His great mercy and grace delivered you from a time of trouble and heartache. You could say, preacher, I remember when the doctor told me that I had cancer. Amen. He became my strength. Oh, I remember when my loved one passed away. Oh, he was my comfort. Oh, we can look back to the trials of life. Hey, yeah. Everybody to be hey, when you can say he is, he has been and still is what I need. Yeah. Hey, thank God. Thank God he is my present possession. He is what I need. Amen. When I ain't got nothing else to depend on, amen, I say, glad, thank God. He is my shepherd.
Yeah.
Speak to the relationship that is pictured. He said, he is my shepherd. Do we say not only the relationship that is pictured in the present possession, but we see also a realization that was comforting in this verse. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I even said he's all I need. I don't need a amen, a fancy car.
No.
I don't need a multi-million-dollar bank account. Amen, I don't need to be known as holding so-and-so or this or that. All I need to know is and to realize, like old David realized, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's what David said. I ain't nothing else I need. Amen. David understood and realized in the present possession how the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was all that he
needed.
I don't need anything else. Oh, can I say I am so glad that David come to that realization. Amen. Amen. It was comforting in his time of trouble, in his time of need. Amen. David said, I shall not want. It speaks of the great confidence that he had in his great shepherd. I like those sheep, the picture of the sheep. Had they followed that shepherd, Brother Danny. Amen. They're content to wherever that shepherd leads. That's where they're going to follow. Amen. It don't matter whether it's over the mountain, up through the valley, amen, through the rock, through the cracks. Amen. Wherever that shepherd goes, amen, they ain't got enough confidence to know. Amen. He's in there. He'll take care of them. They ain't nothing else they need. So they just willingly follow that shepherd. Don't they need nothing else?
Amen.
Have all the confidence in that shepherd. Let me say this. I ain't got a lot of confidence. Y'all go one record with me, you don't do that's fine.
Come on.
That's
I ain't got a lot of confidence in the leaders of this whole land.
Come on, come on.
I ain't got confidence in our legislators and representatives. Don't have confidence in them.
Oh.
Pray for them.
Yep.
We've got a right and a responsibility to pray for our leaders.
Yeah.
Amen. But when it comes to having confidence in where they're going to lead us and what they're going to do for us as individuals, citizens of this great nation, hey, I don't have confidence in them. Can I say I got confidence in my
Savior?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God that you say it. Heaven, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. For his seed begging bread. And David said, I shall not walk. If I go through the storm, if I go through the waters, if I go through the floods, thank God he's all I need. If I go through poverty, if I go through sickness, if I go through death, he's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Help us come to that realization. We don't need nothing else. All we need is Jesus. The more we come to realize that, the closer we're getting to see God. Thank God we're never going to see a mighty movement of God. It's going to be the fall. We realize we need Jesus. Honey, we need Him.
We don't need a show on the pulpit. Amen. We don't need some fancy program trying to, hey, man, get folks in the house of God. What we need is Jesus. What we need is, hey, man, preach the word of God. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, man, let them see the shepherd. Hey, how we see him through the work of salvation. Colossians 2:10 says this: "Ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power."
Right.
See, I have all I need in Him. Philippians 4:19: "My God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You see, Thomas David made mention in verse number 1 about the present possession. Then he said in verse number 3, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake."
Yeah.
Amen. In verse 2 and 3, we see the personal provision. Amen. The shepherd provides for his sheep.
Yeah.
That personal provision. He said over in the book of John, chapter number 10, he said, "I know my sheep, and they know me." Amen. They know my voice.
Yeah.
A shepherd, amen, when he was around his sheep, he would talk to his sheep. He would console his sheep. He would sing his sheep. Amen. The sheep knew. You say, what was that responsibility? I mean, it was so those sheep could learn and understand the voice of the shepherd. So when that shepherd spoke, amen. Can I say it again? When that shepherd spoke, thank God they knew they was in good hands. They knew, amen, something's fixed to happen. He said, "Another will they not follow?" In other words, they knew the voice of the shepherd. Why? Because they had that relationship with the shepherd that was one-on-one, individual, a relationship, personal, cared by the shepherd. Amen. The call. I believe he went right there. Amen. I can't prove this, but I just want to believe. Amen. That old shepherd would take care of each sheep. Amen. One by one. And begin to talk to them. Begin to say how much he care for them, love them, have him one-on-one, have him speaking to them, Lord, have him each sheep, knew the voice of that precious shepherd. Oh, ain't you glad, Brother Tammy? Amen, I have a Savior. Amen, it has time. Amen, to spend one-on-one attention to me. He's my bedroom on my knees, heard the precious word of God. Hey, I talk about that relationship that he had with each and every one of us. Honey, can I say, if you don't know what that's about, honey, get to the altar and amen. Spending time taking the precious word of God. Spending time on their knees talking to God. Amen. Can I say today, one thing we need to realize and understand, amen, and he gives us what we need. Amen. But the way he speaks to us is through his precious word of God. Help us to understand how vital, how key, and how important it is for you and I as God's people to spend time listening to our shepherd, listening to the word of God. He is the word of God. He is the way he speaks to you and I. Honey, expect God to talk to you. You never open up your mouth.
Come on. Yep. That's right.
Parker. Can I say it again?
Yep. Come on.
Do you say, preacher, I have a hard time hearing from God? How long have you? How long has it been since you spent some time to work with
God? Yes, sir.
How long has it been since you just came in and got down that precious book? How many wee hours in the morning, late at night? Nobody's around again. Say, Lord, I just want you to speak to me. God, I just want to hear your voice. God,
that's
I've been going through this old mess down here. God, I just want to hear your voice.
Yep. Come on. That's right.
I don't want to see, hey man, no earthquake happen. I don't want to see no fire that come through the cave, that mouth of the cave. But I want to hear that still voice. Amen. The word of God. And that's what I need. Can I say, if there's one thing we need to hear, we need to hear the voice of God. Amen. Through his precious
encouraging word.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
God bless you.
You see, let me say this. If you never spend time in the Word of God, thinking the face of God, Brother Danny, it's hard. I have a hard time believing the Lord won't speak to you through His Spirit. I'm trying to reveal something to you. Let me stop there for a minute. Let me get on the soapbox just for a minute. I'll get off of it. I'll get back to you. Hear me, folks, and Brother Danny, Brother Jody can verify what I'm about to say. Hear a lot of folks say, "Preacher, I just feel like it's time for me to leave. I just feel like I need to go. I just feel like the Lord is leading me. Hey, man, to leave this or maybe go somewhere else and do this or do that." And it scares me when I hear the word "I feel." It scares me. Then I begin to ask them, "How much time you spent praying about this?" Well, we pray about it. But how much time you saw in the Word of God? Can I say today, before the Lord speak to you through His Spirit, He's going to speak to you through His Word. Amen. Before He leads you with the Spirit, amen, He'll speak to you through His precious Word. And He is the Word of God that leads us, that directs us, that through the Word of God that He speaks to us.
That's good.
You ever hear somebody, let me go on the record, say this to you. You ever hear somebody say, "Amen, the Lord told me to do this"? It contradicts the Word of God. You better get away from it. You better run. Hey, man, your spirit will not contradict that word. Hey, man, what the Spirit says will be backed by the Word of God. Hey, man, if the Spirit, hey, man, tells you something contradicting the Word of God, you're listening to the wrong spirit.
That's right.
I've said, try the Spirit. See, there they are. When you got something you want to try, you better try the Word of God.
Yeah.
So many folks have been led astray. Other doctrines, other, amen, so-called religions. Amen, because they've been led away by a seducing spirit. Honey, it's the Word of God that we need to stand by. We need to live by. It's the Word of God He speaks to us by. Amen. Can I say it is, amen, that revision and gives for us that personal vision that tells us what we need to do and how we need to do it and when we need to do it.
Amen.
He said, "My sheep know my voice, and another way I follow."
Amen.
See the rest of the same this verse. He said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pasture." That word "green" means tender. We see the loving care and revision that the shepherd has for the sheep. He always leads them to a place where they can be fed.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Can I say it again?
Yeah.
In case you didn't hear it, He always leads them to a place where they can be fed.
Yeah.
Here I go again. I'm going to get back on the soapbox.
Yeah.
Excuse me when I hear folks say, and hey, man, they folks been in the house of God and ain't there. And you ask, "Well, I just went down old so-and-so, Mr. Bill sang it, or you went down."
Wait a minute.
And I'm saying today, hey, man, it is to the preaching of the Word of God that we are fed each and every time we go into the house of God. It is vile that we be fed. And it is through the preaching of the Word of God and the relationship of fellowship with the brothers and sisters in Christ that we are fed. And God will lead us to the place where He can feed us.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, I feel like I can go to church just as good at home as I can here.
Preach it!
I don't believe that. I hear a lot of folks make that statement, but I don't believe that. You say, "Preacher, why? Honey, God put you in a place where you can be fed, but also God put you in a place where He can use you. Honey, God didn't hold your heart. Hey, man, you say, "Well, who you going to witness to? You going to witness to the mice and the bugs and the spiders at home?" Honey, can I say you can't do it? God put something on your heart or something on your life that you want to do to be a blessing to somebody that ain't nobody that hears. Hey, man, it's like a king of simple sound breath. Ain't going to do no good. That's why it is important that we come to the house of God. Amen. It is those times that God can use us. Maybe it's an uplifted hand. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's a prayer. Maybe it's a testimony that God puts upon our heart, brother. Hey, man, a Danny to be a blessing to someone there. I've seen it time and time again. And if it ain't at the house of God, God cannot use us the way He desires to. Jody didn't tell me to tell you that.
Bless you.
Come on, brother.
Is the rest of the scene. We see the indication of being full. When he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It is a time when sheep is done eating, they can lay down and begin to digest the food that they've been fed by. Oh, ain't it good? Y'all bear with me. Y'all ain't over here.
Come on now.
Ain't it
just
good?
Preach.
Thank God when you go to the house of God.
Yeah.
Oh, you can be fed by the good preacher.
Yeah.
Honey, you can go home, lay down. Yeah, man. But begin to think about what the preacher preached about.
Yeah.
Oh, begin to think about that message. Begin to think about the word of God.
Yeah.
Honey, I love it.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact. Yeah. Hey, man, honey, I've been able to digest. Hey, man, on what we preached last night. Hey, man, why it is that food that we can enjoy to just digest it.
Yeah.
And that'd be beneficial to our body. Just some folks say, I don't know about this truth. Same logic. So folks say that a sheep not lay down when it's hungry. You don't do it. Amen. It ain't gonna lay down until it gets fed. They also say a sheep will not lay down when there's danger for a
tribe.
But when we see this passage of scripture, he maketh me to lie down.
Right.
It speaks of the rest and assurance of knowing that they've been faithful. The rest and assurance of knowing, Brother Jody, hey man, that shepherd's right there. There may be a pack of wolves just around the reed, but they know the shepherd there. Hey, there may be a lion lurking in the rocks, but they know the shepherd. Hey. Paul to the man who brings wicked devices of cash. Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon me. Learn of me. Why I make it lowly and hard, and you shall find rest in your soul.
Yeah.
In the first provision, we see verse 2 and 3, we see the rest that is seen. We also see the restoration is presented. He said, it restores my soul.
Right.
Hey man, I like that. Why that word restores means to turn back. It has the ideal of starting afresh or to bring back. I'm glad, thank God, when we see the difference between the human shepherd and the spiritual shepherd. Wow. So that's what he's talking about. Amen. The shepherd himself cannot bring forth life to the sheep. My spiritual shepherd can. Thank God I was dead and trespassing his sin. Oh, but thank God he quickened in the word of God. Amen. He brought life to this old boy to become one of his sheep. It is, thank God, for that restoration, that bringing back. I'm also glad. Thank God. We get away from the flock. Away from the shepherd. I'm glad, thank God, he is that precious shepherd who loves and cares for us tonight. Bring us back to the fold and restore us to the place. Brother Danny, I've been there many times in my life before I've failed the Lord. Hey man, I've walked away from him. You say, preacher, how can you do that as a preacher? You can do it.
Sure.
Honey, you backslide sitting on the front pew. Honey, you backslide, amen, trying to stand behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, honey, can I say, if we're not what we need to be with God, if we're not full of fellowship with Him, can I say, we're backslid. Just pass it out. I just put it pretty plainly. Hey, if you ain't in the full spirit of what God wants to do in your life, hey, man, you need to get close to God.
Amen.
I am so glad. today. We have no sin. We receive our prayer of proof, not in us. We confess our sin in His favor, just to give us our sin and cleanse for all righteousness. We see the first confusion, verse 2 and 3. Verse 4, we see something else. First of all, we see, yea, thou walk with a bad and shall yet or fear we. Lord, with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
We see the powerful presence. Amen. In this precious verse.
Yeah.
He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. We see the peril that he mentioned. Amen. He said, David was no stranger to the storm. He was no stranger to the trial. He was no stranger for running for his life. Amen. When King Saul was coming at him, amen, trying to kill him. Amen. When his own son Absalom tried to kill him, he was no stranger for running for his life.
Yeah.
David said, yeah, I walk through the valley. Oh, he was accustomed to the perils. He was accustomed to the storms that I take today. And ain't none of us in this building. Hey, man, is exempt from the storm and the troubles and trials of life. We will face the storm. We will go through the storm. We will go through the trial. We will go through dangerous times in our lives. But I'm glad the shepherd is right there with us. Hey, man, David can say, yea, thou walk through the shadow of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. I need you. Amen. Blow my mind.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good.
It does blow my mind.
Yeah.
Now I can also see the reality.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget back in the year 2000. 1999, I went through some turbulence. Situation in my home,
yes.
My life, was very devastating. God saved me through.
Yeah.
Year 2000, I was still struggling through that process.
Wow.
Amen. That was the year of everybody members, Y2K.
Wow.
Everybody was scared to death.
Wow.
Man, these computers are going to go haywire. We're going to lose everything. The whole United States will be shut. It's going to go. Don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody's so worried.
Yeah, they were.
I'll never forget. Come up, oh, one name is Christopher, Christopher, don't worry, you.
Mom.
Nothing.
Wow.
And it didn't.
No.
And it didn't bother me.
No.
Hey, man, what's going on today? Don't get me wrong, it concerns me.
Yeah.
What we're dealing with today concerns me as a child of God.
Sure.
But it don't scare me.
No.
Honey, I don't have to feel it. Why? Because I got the shepherd with me.
Yeah.
Hey! I got the shepherd.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, God! Brother Jordan, came in loosely.
Come on.
Amen. Go. I get to the point where I, amen, just, amen, do everything they can. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because they fear everything's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Honey, it does so hot. I'm ready.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We see the calmness.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And David, when he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Let me back up there. Let me get a little tidbit. I like what he said. A preacher and I brought this out. Let's talk about it. He said, yea, you ought to walk through the
right.
Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, people look at death and say, well, that's the end.
Come on.
That's it. I say for a child of God.
Yes,
amen. That valley of death, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the way you in. But it's the way out.
Yeah.
It ain't a dead end street.
Yeah.
Honey, it ain't a box canyon.
No.
Thank God, hey, when I leave this walks of life,
yeah.
Hey, when I go through, hey, man, death, not just a shadow of death, but I go through death itself, hey, man, I'll still come out on the other side.
Yeah,
yes,
sir.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, you ain't gonna walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Here we see. He's because thou art with me. I am so glad we don't have to fear the evil. We don't have to fear the uncertainty. We don't have to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear.
No,
amen, but of a sound mind.
Amen.
God's given us that that we need to be able to function as a child of God and influence lives to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. We don't have to fear. The Bible says fear has torment. I've seen folks, hey man, so I'm so filled with fear that they can't operate, Brother Randy. Hey man, they can't live the life they're called in fear of death, or fear of this, or fear of that. I'm glad. Hey man, God took away that fear. Hey man, the Bible said, hey man, it's that love that casts out fear. I'm glad the love that I have for Him, the love He has for me. I don't have to fear. Very dear friend of mine, God saved your soul, called him to preach. Came down with cancer. And as a doctor, amen, had a lot of care for a friend. As the doctor began to give him the news that he had cancer. Never forget what my friend was, my brother-in-law, but parks with him. Said the doctor looked at him and said, Brother Clarence, I'm sorry to tell you that you've got cancer. Oh, I can see, the hurt in the doctor's eyes.
Right.
He said, I just looked at you. I thought,
right.
That's what God wants for, and that's fine.
Right.
He said, Doctor, you shouldn't tell you. He said, I don't understand.
No.
He said, listen.
Oh.
He said, what's going to be, going to be. What I've got cancer, what I don't. God's in control, and I ain't got to worry about it.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about it. Hey man, I'm a winner either way. Whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, that's what allowed David go through that he went through. I wouldn't say it. Amen. What it was in the book of Psalms. Began to talk about, amen, what he needed. Began to talk about that powerful presence. He was what he needed. I'm glad he said, I don't get ahead of my time. We'll get there in a minute. When we see that powerful prayer, he sees a pearl, he sees a peace that is powerful. When I pass through the waters, I'll be with thee. Isaiah 43:2, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When I walk through the fire, they shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Psalm 27:1 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? See, the pearl, he mentioned in the powerful prayer. We see the peace that's powerful. We see the protection that he shows in the rod and staff. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. A long time I thought he was talking about the same thing, but it's not. You see, that shepherd had a rod, which was a shorter stick, whatever it was, that they used. What he used the rod for was to fight off the enemy. Fight off the prey that would come against the sheep, the wolves, the lions, or whatever it may be. Amen. The sheep knew when they seen that rod, there was protection there. They didn't have to fear that wolf. They didn't have to fear that bear, that lamb, because the rod was right there. They found comfort in the fact of seeing that rod right there by the shepherd. Also, they found comfort, amen, in seeing the staff. That staff was what everybody knows that the shepherd used to carry. That big long stick with a crook on the end. Amen. What it was, that crook was to rescue that one, that sheep, and then it fell off the ledge and got down the crevice. And that, amen, that shepherd would take that crook and put it under his shoulders and his leg and bring it back up to safe ground. They also take that crook. When that sheep began to wander too far, he'd walk over that crook and put that crook around how that sheep and lead back. I felt the crook of the master's staff on my life many times. Oh, but I found myself drifting away from the Word of God. Found myself drifting away from the Scripture. Found myself drifting away from my relationship with God. I'd feel that old crook of the Holy Ghost of God. Have him get a hold of my heart. Have him bring me back to an old-fashioned altar. Hey. Have him tore my soul one more time.
Yeah. That's right.
Thy rod, thy staff, they come with me. Speaks of the presence. Then we see in verse number 5. Y'all bear with me. Verse number 5 says, if thou preparest a table before me oppress mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. What's interesting in this verse 5 is the tension that is given here that Psalmist David talked about. He's speaking to the Lord. He said, thou prepared the table for me to praise my name. It wasn't normal. Hey man, when you've got enemies around you trying to kill you, it ain't normal to sit down. That good old table full of, hey man, full of cornbread, pinto beans, hey man, fried taters and okra. It ain't good to sit there. Hey man, just enjoy that meal. Hey man, with everybody coming all around you trying to kill you. Lord, my shepherd. Lord, even the present, even in the midst of my enemies, Lord, you prepare the table. Oh, where I can sit down and just eat. I can sit down and find peace. I can find, sit down and find a little comfort. Hey, you're glad in the midst of your storm. God provide that table. In the midst of our valleys, God provide that table. In the midst of our attacks, God provide that table. That's the love that my shepherd has for me.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank God that prepares a table for me. Praise the mighty enemies. Psalm chapter 3, very interesting psalms. It was written, amen, when David fled from Absalom's son, when his son took over the throne, was trying to kill him. He pinned down this precious psalm. He said, Lord, how are the increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and a lifter up of mine head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Then we see that word Selah or pause. Then he said this, how laid me down. Don't miss that. Hey, I laid me down and slept. I'm in the midst of running through his life. Heaven, he knew that he had somebody he could trust in. He knew somebody he that would, heaven, allow him just to lay down and sleep, not worry about it. A lot of folks just lie, just can't sleep. They worry about so much stuff that you can't sleep. My wife gets on me sometimes. Hey, man, don't get me wrong. Hey, amen, my kids and teenagers. Hey, amen, you know, mom's going to work on daddy. It's that simple. Hey, amen, maybe getting close to time, it's supposed to be in. They wasn't in yet. Right. She began to worry. Right. She said, don't you worry. I said, oh, that'll be all right. When it's time to worry, I'll worry. You don't get me wrong. Like I said, the mom will worry a whole lot more than daddy does.
Yeah.
Amen. Because hey, they just, they're that mom there. Right. But they said, don't you worry. I said, no. I said, they'll be all right. Lord, my shepherd.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, church.
Yeah.
I know they're dangerous. I know we need to be concerned about our kids and our teen children. Amen. What's lurking out there to try to do harm to them. Yeah. But I'm talking about the things that God can provide for us, that God is for us. I don't need to worry about what the future holds. I don't need to worry, lose sleep about, hey man, all that's going on. But no, it may even come down south one day. I don't have to worry about those things. Why? Because I know God's in control of it.
Yeah.
Right. See, Thomas David, in the midst of running for his life, he can eat. Amen. He can sleep.
Right.
Only things you can't do when you worry about your life.
Yeah.
David can do the mind because the Lord was his shepherd. You see the praise and provision. David began to praise him. You see the anointing of his head. He says this, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Anointing of his head, we see, is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It also is a picture of the Lord's authority and power.
Yeah.
David's life.
Right.
When they were not one to be king, it showed, amen, the authority of that king.
Right.
It showed the approval of that king.
Right.
Ain't you glad with the holy anointing of God come to pass?
Come on, man. Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Somebody asked me last night, man, I thought you were going to break your leg. You jumped off that. I said, listen, when I'm doing another anointing, it ain't going to work.
Oh,
yeah. Amen. When I do it, amen, under my own, it will.
Yeah.
Honey, when I'm doing under the anointing power of the Holy Ghost of God, God's authority, it is a symbol of God's authority upon you and I when His anointing has come down upon us, saying, listen, this is my servant. Yeah. I've called him. Yeah. I've anointed him. I'm going to use him. Thank God. Yeah. Amen for that precious anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. Yeah. And it comes on them and sing.
Yeah.
You see also that anointing had the ideal that shepherd. He'd see one of his sheep maybe hurt its leg or become bruised or something happened. He would take that salve and he would get that sheep and begin to anoint that wound. Showed a presence of compassion.
Right.
And the care that the shepherd had for the sheep.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all be alone
with me.
Hey! Yeah. Ain't you glad? Thank God. Yeah. Hey, remember the Holy Ghost of God. Yeah. I began to move on the same. Hey, when you get to can't have it. Yeah. Don't want to have it. Yeah. Don't care about what don't care about you. Yeah. Hey, thank God. Just get to hold you. Yeah. Hey, you got to do something. You got to think something. You got to run. Yeah. Hey, you need to
Also,
we find in biblical times you went into a host, to a home. That host of that house, it was customary for them to anoint that traveler to wash their feet.
Right.
Amen. To show their welcome to the home.
Right.
Hey, man, it was a shame if you did.
Right.
Ain't she glad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you come in the house of God?
Yeah. Yeah.
Heaven, feel that spirit begin to move.
Right.
That Holy Ghost anointing. And it began to move on the scene. Hey, thank God I know I'm welcome. Hey, I know I'm home. Thank God I know that I'm cared for. Hey, man, somebody loves me. Lord is my shepherd. See the anointing of the head. We see the action and the praise. He said, my cup runs over. Many of you may not know it. Many of you have heard of it. You should love to hear that song he sung. Michael Combs. He's not drinking from the saucer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Coffee cups over.
Yeah.
How about that now? Thank God I'm glad Solomon David said, oh, can't make my cup run us over. You're the one there for me, Lord. You are my shepherd. You are give me what I need and what I stand in need of. Lord, you are my shepherd. Have you prepared a table for me to pray for my enemy? You know my head, but Lord, honey, my cup run over.
Bless it, Lord.
Amen. Y'all get that? Hey!
Yeah.
My cup's running over. Hey, my cup's running over.
Yeah. Bless
it,
Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
He's that great shepherd.
Yeah.
That great shepherd of the sheep.
The Bible tells us.
Now on notice, verse number 6, see the praise of the vision. Like what some David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will come out for
it.
He says, surely, or truly, I can rest in assurance of knowing this will happen.
Yeah.
He said, goodness of God, God's grace. He will see the present companion that he speaks of in his precious promises.
Wow.
He it is that goodness and mercy. He said, will follow me all the days of my life.
Yeah.
Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness which I shall lay up with him that fear thee. God has walked for them that trust in thee before the sons of thee. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works for the children of men. Psalm 107, verse 8. You'll also find in Psalm 107, 5 different times, he may mention his goodness.
Yeah.
Well, y'all catch that?
Yeah.
5 different times,
yeah,
speaks of his grace.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for his grace and goodness.
Yeah.
Amen. And follows me every step of my life. Hey, without the goodness of God, where would we be? But it is because the Lord is my shepherd. But then he didn't stop there. He's a surely goodness and mercy. Thank God, I'm glad mercy's right there with you. When I step out of bounds, but when I make a mistake, it is the mercy of God that comes on the scene. Give me that restoration. Give me that help that I need to get back to where I need to get. And in my relationship with God, thank God for that goodness and mercy.
Amen.
CJ, they used to sing that song. I think some of the folks at church, Brother Cody used to sing some too. Amen, with mercy.
Right.
Walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, many times in my life, amen, I stood in the judgment.
Yes,
mercy walked in.
Right.
Yeah. Right when the gal was fixing to fall,
yeah,
mercy walked in. Thank God gave me that help that I stood in need of.
Yeah.
Whoa! Aren't you glad that the Lord is my shepherd?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I like what it says in Psalms 85:10. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Psalms 86:5 says, for thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive and cleanse in mercy of all them called upon thee. Now, like what he closed out with, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, speaking of his life when he was born on this earth. Then he goes a step further. But he said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. It is that eternal resting place that he is making me chair. He said, surely the goodness and mercy, surely the goodness of God and the grace of God and the mercy will follow me all the days of my life. One thing for sure, too, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is his shepherd.
Yeah.
He didn't say, well, I just hope I. He didn't say, well, I'm my. Hey, but David had enough confidence in the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Heavenly Father. Hey, he said, I will. I've got enough confidence in my Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. My relationship that I have with him. You say, preacher, could you do better? Oh, yes, sir. Amen. I can't do any better.
Amen.
And I have enough confidence in the atoning work of Calvary and what he did for me. Amen. And the promise he made to me that if I do my part, and when it comes to salvation, he do his part.
Right.
I will.
Amen.
Can I say it? I will.
Yeah.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. That is that assurance that David had called the Lord.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question today. What kind of relationship we have with the Heavenly Father? What kind of relationship do we have with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Can we be like the psalmist David say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
World ain't got nothing for me.
No, sir.
I don't need the things of the world. I don't need the pleasure of the world. I don't need the accolade of the world.
No.
I don't need nothing but God.
Amen.
That ain't our relationship. That's the relationship he wants with us.
Right.
That we are the soul, amen, out of his eye. He is the soul one we rest in. He is the soul one that we're looking to. Amen. We don't need no other leadership than what he gives us.